The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you are happy to be in the house of the Lord, give a shout offering unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. This morning we want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Can I hear a joyful noise? A joyful noise. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to thank the head pastor very much, our own daddy. And our mommy for their immense support to the children's ministry. Shall we clap for them? Shall we clap for them? We thank the church board. We thank the associate pastors. And the whole congregation for your support throughout the year. We say God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we bow down our heads? Father, we have come into your presence. We pray that you speak to us. Heal us. Deliver us. Encourage us. Fill us with new things. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
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 Our theme for this morning is that our children shall live. Our children shall live. Our children shall live. Children, can you say, I will live? I will live. I will survive. I will live. I will survive. I will survive. And for the parents, when I say our children shall live, then you respond, my children shall live. Our children shall live. Our children shall live. Our children shall survive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our children shall live and our children shall survive. Irrespective of the situation they go through, they will live and they will survive. Our text for this morning is Isaiah 49 verse 25. Isaiah 49 verse 25. The Lord replies, that is just what is going to happen. The soldiers' prisoners will be taken away. The tyrant's loot will be seized. I will fight against whoever fights you, and I will rescue your children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will fight against whoever fights you, and I will rescue your children. We find ourselves in a world that is running at a pace that makes us uncertain about tomorrow. As parents, we are even not sure about what will happen tomorrow. And some of us may even wish if we can place tax on our children, or we can place trackers on our children so that we will know how they are faring. Because the world is becoming darker. The
world is becoming darker and darker every day. But this morning I'm here to assure you from the word of the Lord that our children will live, that our children will survive, our children will go and come back in safety. They will not go and get lost. No matter the situation, they will go and come back. They will go and come back. They will go and come back. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. This morning, I want to give an illustration. And from that illustration, we'll pick the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On May 1st,
May
2023. A private jet carrying 7 passengers, 3 adults and 4 children in the Amazon area.
United States.
When we talk about the Amazon forest, it is 5.5 million square kilometers.
Say etiche mu akwansini empimpim num ne etirepo enum na o keka kire no.
And this Amazon
now kasa
is so vast.
Fire,
that there are 9 countries that borders the Amazon.
Eso say chese crobes and kuno na wosa.
We have Brazil. We
Brazil
have Ecuador.
Ecuador ho.
We have Colombia.
Colombia so ho.
And the rest.
Ene ni e keka ho.
The pilot had reported engine problems. Only minutes after taking off. From a deep Amazon area known as Ararakura.
And
it was going to San Jos. On that fateful day. Few minutes after the pilot had announced the issue, the plane crashed. But because he had reported that there was an engine problem, they could go and locate the aircraft. So as you see on our screens, this is the aircraft. This is the particular story I'm talking about. But now when they came, this was what they saw. The 3 adults were dead. That's the pilot. One elderly person. And a mother were all dead. But they realized that 4 people have survived. But they couldn't find them. They only found a feeding bottle. They found a feeding bottle just a few meters. And that made them to know that they had not died. The children were of the age 13, 9, 5 years, and 1 year. 13, 9, 5 years, and 1 year. And for 40 days, 40 days, they could not locate the children. They found them on the 40th day. That was the 8th June 2023. That was when the children were found. None died. None died. They were found alive. Now, Before their mother died,
and son, our mommy, no, every month,
the children reported that their mother died after 4 days.
So
they sat by their mother for 4 days and the mother passed on. But this was what the mother told them. You guys get out of here. You guys are going to see the kind of man your dad is.
He's
going to show you the same kind of great love that I have shown to you. That was the last words the mother spoke to the children. And then she passed on. And so for 40 days, these children were walking in the Amazon forest. The Amazon forest, as I've told you, is about 5.5 million kilometers. So these children were lost in the forest. And because they realized the children had not died, these were what the members of the community in which the children came out from. This was what they also did. They held traditional ceremonies, speaking to the jungle and asking it to give up the children. They spoke to the jungle. So for 40 days they were speaking to the jungle that you cannot swallow the children, but you have to give them out.
You won't be.
And on the 40th day, when they were found, the first thing the elderly one said was that,
"Mommy
is dead, and we are hungry." Very soon, they want to use it as a movie. So very soon, it will be coming out as a movie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what do we learn from this? What were the children taught? They said they were raised by their grandmother. They used what they learned in the community and relied on their ancestral knowledge in order to survive. This morning, I want to ask us as parents, what are we teaching our children? What are we teaching our children? What they were taught, that was what they leaned on. And for 40 days, none died. According to rate, two of the children celebrated their birthday in the jungle. The last one turned one in the jungle. And another one also turned another age in the jungle. The question I want to ask us as parents, what are we teaching our children? So that when something befalls them, they will survive. I am here to tell you that our children will survive. Our children will live. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what was the mother's word? The plane had crashed. The mother was about to die. But what was the last words she spoke to her children? What were the last words she spoke to her children? Said, the mom told them something like, you guys get out of here.
And cry.
You guys are going to see the kind of man your dad is. He is going to show you the same kind of great love that I have showed you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mothers, what do we transmit to our children when we are in pain? Parents, when we are in pain, what do we transmit? What do we transmit to our children? Bible says in Genesis 35, verse 17 and 18, during one of her pains, the midwife said to her, don't be afraid, you are having another son. Verse 18, Rachel was dying.
Now rich Rahel, now who?
As she took her last breath, she named her son
Benoni,
meaning son of my sorrow. But his father named him Benjamin, meaning son of my right hand. In pain, what do we tell our children? In pain, what do we say to our children? Bible says Jabez was called Jabez. Because the mother said, I gave him out of pain. And throughout his life, he was experiencing pain. What do we transmit to our children? Rahel wanted to transmit same to the child.
Rahel, so now,
Benoni. But the father quickly changed it and it became what? Benjamin. If the father had not come in, what would have been Benjamin's fate?
Benjamin can
some of our children are suffering. They are not suffering because of their own doing. They are suffering because of what we are saying to them. They are a product of our pain. They are a product of our pain. But don't let your child be the product of your pain. May our children be the product of our joy. And not the product of our pain. A mother who is about to die in a thick forest, not knowing what to become of her children, could even speak words of encouragement to the children. How much more you who is not about to die? How much more you who is just going through a little struggle? What are you saying to your children? Because you have a problem with your spouse, you transmit it to your children. And when they end up getting spoiled, all you can say is "Uncle, I no ma ba no ma so ede, no ma so ede." Now we need to say, "Wa no na say umo."
This is coming from your own.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you not use your pain.
Now, oya na uwo mo no.
May you not transmit it upon your
children.
Today is Children's Day.
And they are my father.
So we are just about rounding up.
And check. You didn't name my baby yet.
And the third thing I want us to learn. The community behavior.
Some part of us
almost. The community behavior. When they heard the plane had fallen. And they heard that the children were not dead. But they were being looked for. What was their behavior? The story says, they did what? It says, they organized a traditional ceremony speaking to the jungle and asking it to give up the children. You will need to speak irrespective of the situation. As we sit here today, who are the community? The community is the church here. We sitting on my left become the community. These are our children. What do we say? When we hear they are in problem, when we hear they have found themselves in any problem, what do we say?
They deserve it because
but sometimes it may not be by their
disobedience.
Did the children say the aircraft should fall? For 40 days they organized a ceremony, and they decided to speak. There is power in your mouth. This morning I came to tell you there is power in your mouth.
to me.
If you cannot say good things, keep quiet. If you cannot say good things, keep quiet. If you cannot say good things, keep quiet. Because everywhere you say will happen. There is power in our mouth. This community did not know God. We did not hear them saying they were speaking to God. But all we heard from the story is that they gathered themselves together and began speaking to the forest. They began speaking to the jungle that you cannot keep these children. Give them out. Give them out. And for 40 days they were speaking. And for 40 days these children were able to navigate. For 40 days they were able to look for their children. And they found them. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 This morning we are going to speak on our children. As a community, we are going to speak on our children. If indigenous people who do not know Christ can speak to the forest, and the forest will give out the children who are lost in them, how much more you who know Christ? How much more you who know the way? You can speak them something better. That is why this morning I came to tell you our children will survive. That is why this morning I came to tell you our children will live. Irrespective of the situation, they will survive. None will die. They will make it. They will make it. They will make it. Let me tell you, the future does not begin from tomorrow. The future begins from now. What we do now will determine what will fall us in the future. Therefore, if you sit here and you say, it won't turn on cassette.
Amen.
Therefore, as we round up,
it is say,
children to come and children, teachers, bring all the children here. As we round up this morning,
if
we say, oh yeah, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I hear your voice? Hallelujah. Are you part of us?
What kind of voice?
Hallelujah. The community held a traditional gathering.
A chrono
The community held a traditional gathering. And what was this traditional gathering? They began speaking on the
forest.
That the children who are lost will be found. They cannot be lost in that forest. They will come out. And they came out. This morning I want you to rise up. We are going to speak on our children. We are going to speak on our children. The forest may be the situation they have found themselves in. The forest may be wherever they have been bound in. But this morning we are going to release them. If the indigenous people spoke and these children did not die, that means when you speak, none of them will die. Everything about them will happen. We want to pray first. We are going to reverse every evil way we have fought against our children. Every evil way that we have spoken against our children. Your children may not be
part.
They are part of your children. Therefore, this morning we want to lift up our voice. That Father, every evil word that we have spoken concerning our children, this morning we reverse it. This morning we reverse it. This morning we reverse it. Can I hear your voice now?
We'll reverse it.
Can I hear your voice now?
We'll reverse it.
We'll reverse it. We'll reverse it, Lord.
Every evil word released in the life of our children, Lord. We reverse it, Lord. We reverse it, Lord. We cancel and reverse it, Lord.
We cancel and reverse it, Lord. We cancel and reverse
it, Lord. We reverse it, Lord. We reverse it, Lord. We reverse it, Lord. We reverse it, Lord. We reverse it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Psalm 12 verse 5, in the God's Word version, it says, because oppressed people are robbed, and needy people groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will provide safety for those who long for it. This morning we are going to pray that, oh Lord, arise. Sorry, arise and save our children. Can I hear somebody's voice now? Blessing upon our children.
Amen.
The Jewish have a culture.
You for no one more man maybe.
That every week.
Said now what you be right now.
The parents.
I will for no.
You will set one day down.
What did that crew get
to bless your children?
So the best now, man.
You will set one day down.
What did that crew get
to bless your children?
So the best now, man.
So no matter the issue,
it's a far one in the
air. You will set one day.
What did that crew get to
her? And that day you pronounce blessings upon your children. That is why they will always prosper. That is why they always make it. Because there is a secret
that is backing it.
Remember that.
Then Kai said,
Isaac did not give anything to Jacob.
Isaac, what for be my Jacob?
He spoke words to Jacob.
But the same the goodness.
And when Jacob was about to die,
Jacob open free mono.
He did not share inheritance for his children.
He told
them that come.
And let me tell you what will befall you in the days to come. That means that when you speak,
just
it will go ahead of them. It will establish for them. It will make room for them. It will make way for them. This morning, for the next 2 minutes, we as parents, we are the indigenous community. We are coming to speak. We are coming to speak. Speak blessing upon them. Speak blessing upon them. Speak blessing upon them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We lift up your voice now.
Listen,
I will pray for the children.
And
our mother will conclude the prayer. She will pray for both the children. And the teachers. Father, in the name of Jesus, we set these children apart. This morning, we set these children apart. Father, wherever their lives have been hidden, whatever light has been taken out from them, this morning we replace it back. This morning we replace it back. This morning we replace it back. That they will shine. That they will shine. That your glory will rest upon them. That your glory will rest upon them. That out of the best they will be among. They will be found among the best. None of them will be the last. But they will be the head. Because we have prayed for them. If indigenous people can speak to their forest, and it will give out the children, how much more we who have trusted in the blood of Jesus. This morning we speak. This morning we speak. This morning we speak. This morning we speak. Every wind that has entered. Every wind that has entered. Every wind that has entered. That is taking this children's life out of order. This morning we replace that wind.
Jesus.
We rebuke that wind.
Jesus.
We rebuke that wind.
Jesus.
Let the wind of the Lord enter. And that Jesus said, peace be still. Peace be still.
Yes.
We command the stillness in their life. We command the stillness in their life. And from this moment, we declare that from this time, their lives will begin to ascend.
Amen.
May their lives begin to ascend.
Amen.
May their lives begin to ascend.
Amen.
Wherever they go, they cannot be captured. Whatever child that has been captured in any cage, to this morning we break that cage open. We break that cage open. Any child that has been placed under a rock, this morning we overturn that stone.
Jesus.
And we say, may they go in liberty. Jesus said, restrict not the children
for unto them is the kingdom of God. This morning, every restriction over their lives we remove.
Jesus.
We remove every restriction. Yes. Every restriction. Jesus. Every restriction. Whether it is parental work, whether it's ancestral work, this morning, as we stand here, we stand in the name of God the Father. We stand in the name of God the Son. We stand in the name of God the Holy Spirit. And we reverse every negative word. That from this day, our children will survive.
Amen.
From this day, our children will live.
Amen.
From this day, our children will prosper.
Amen.
From this day, our children will make it.
Amen.
From this day, there will be a joy to behold.
Amen.
They will bring us joy. Because of them, there will be provision. Because of them, there will be abundance.
Yes,
we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's join our mother as she prays for them and prays for them. The teachers.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, once again, we continue to commit our children into your hands. We thank you, Lord, for the destinies that you have, oh God, ordained for each and every one of them. We lift them before you this morning and ask, Lord, we secure them in your secret place and under your shadow. We cover every one of them with the blood of Jesus and pray that, Lord, yes, oh Lord, you have ordained, you have set mountains around Jerusalem. Father, we pray that you will surround each and every one of them. You will protect them from every evil. They will live their years. They will fulfill their destinies in the name of Jesus Christ. In these days that we are so uncertain, we don't know what is coming next. Father, you are God, and these are your children. Father, overshadow each one of them and let them grow up and let them shine in their various fields. Wherever or whichever career they take to, we pray for wisdom. We pray for knowledge. We pray that they will excel. They will excel in career. They will excel spiritually. They will excel socially. They will excel in every aspect of their lives. Father, these children will be, oh God, they will lift up your head. And tomorrow when we are not there, we pray that they will stand for you and carry the gospel on in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that, Father, your hand will be strong upon each one of them. And at this moment, we lift the teachers before you. Father, they are doing tremendously well. This is their sacrifice unto you. Father, you also look at them and, Father, do they have desires for them? Father, I pray for each one of them that, Lord, you pour your blessings upon them. Pour your blessings upon their teachers. Pour your blessings upon them. Father, answer their deepest desires. Father, that request that they cannot share with anybody. Father, do it for them. Prove to them that you are the God that rewards, because they are doing so well and we are so impressed. Father, we commend them unto you for blessings. We commend them unto you for promotion. We commend them unto you for the satisfaction of every desire in their heart. Father, we thank you. We pray also for those who are here, who are desiring that next year their children will also be part of these children. Father, those who are desiring for childbirth, today as we celebrate Children's Day, Father, we ask you to visit them also. Pray that you visit wounds here. Pray that you visit loins. Father, a year by now, Father, let the testimonies, the miracle babies that we expect to begin to land one after the other, one after the other, to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Can the children take your seat?
God bless you, teachers. God bless you, children. You are blessed.
Yes, lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yes, bless the name of the Lord. Bless you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Church, I want you to know one thing.
As our
children will survive, so will the parents survive. 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 They are coming to take care of you. You will not work in vain. Your labor will not be in vain. Your labor will not be in vain. Your labor will not be in vain. Your labor will be rewarded. Your labor will be rewarded. Your labor will be rewarded.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.